and welcome to this week's Look at Linux. I'm Matt Campbell. At the end of last year, SpeakUp version 0.10 was released. The most important new feature in this version of SpeakUp is a new configuration system, which I may cover on a future Look at Linux. The new version of SpeakUp can also identify characters from the extended character set, such as letters with accent marks, when reviewing the screen a character at a time. The Debian boot disks on the SpeakUp FTP site have been updated to contain the new version of SpeakUp. Now I'll get on to the main topic for this week's Look at Linux, which is the Debian package management utilities. As you may recall from my introductory presentation on Debian, Debian has two programs which help you manage the software packages on your system: the Debian Package Manager, or DPKG, and the Advanced Packaging Tool, also known as apt. Apt obtains software packages from various sources, such as a CD-ROM or FTP site, and uses DPKG to install them. This week, I'll show you how to install new software, remove software you no longer want, and get information about individual software packages that you have installed. In the next Look at Linux, I'll tell you about how you can find out what software is on your system and what software is available in Debian as a whole. I'll start off with an example of how to install new software. And there are two programs that I want to install in this example. I want to install Lynx, the web browser, and Less, the program which I've used in the past to view text files. I can install both of these programs with one command. That's one of the nice things about apt. So I start off the command with the command name apt-get, which I will now type. Then I include the dash Q option, which is for quiet. And I include this because if you don't include it, an apt will keep speaking the same things over and over again, and you have to stop speech. The information that apt displays is useful if you're on a slower connection or if you have a lot to download. But in my case, I'm on a cable connection and I'm only installing a few packages, so this will go fairly quickly. So I'll include the dash Q option.
Dash Q. Space.
Now I need to include an action for apt to run. In this case, it's install.
I've got STL. Space.
Now I will include the package names with a space in between them. And it's worth noting that all package names in Debian are in all lowercase.
LYFXFACELESS.
And now I'll press enter.
Free the package lists. Building dependency tree. The following extra packages will be installed. Swift1G, the following new packages will be installed. Leslink Swift1G 0 packages upgraded. Free newly installed. 0 to remove and 0 not upgraded. Need to get 1096 KB of large ice. After a packet 2369 KB will be used. Do you want to continue? Why smash it?
As you can hear, there is one extra package that will be installed that we didn't specify. And if you want to, you can use the SpeakUp screen review command to find out exactly what that package is. This is a package that Lynx depends on in order to run, and apt caught this for us, and it will automatically download and install this extra package as one of the packages, as well as the packages that we specified. This is one of the really nice features of apt. So it's asking if we want to continue, and if I press enter here, then it will assume that my answer is yes. so I'll go ahead and press enter.
Get 1ftp/ftp.wn.org/main/346/782.0kb. Get 2ftp/ftp.wn.org/main/links2.8.3173kb.
Downloading links now. You can hear the http://www part is also there. It is already there. There's also a slash on the end that I need to remove before I can type in the rest of the homepage address. So I'll do that.
Slash.
And now I'll type in .google.com/, since I want to go to Google by default if I don't specify anything on the link's command line.
.google.com/.
Now I'll read the current line just to make sure it came out right.
http://www.google.com/.
Good. And I'll press enter.
Selecting previous lead is selecting package list. Reading database. 7209 files and directories currently installed. Unpacking list from /archives/s/346/793/86/dep. Selecting previous lead is elected package zip1g. Unpacking zip1g from /zip1g1%3a1.1.35/386/dep. Selecting previous lead is elected package links. Unpacking links from /archives/links2.8.319/386/dep. Setting up as 346/7. Setting up slip1g1.1.35. Setting up links 2.8.31. MATCAP.
And it's done. Now, the next thing I want to show you how to do is to get some information on a particular package that you've installed on your system. And to do this, you type, for example,
/s/fyfx.
And that will display information about links. And I'm going to pipe the output of this command to less so that I can be sure that none of it will scroll, because I want to review the whole thing a line at a time and explain what each line means. So to pipe it to less, I add to the end of the command. And the bar with the vertical line, which is /shift/. Now I'll press enter.
Package link status installed. Okay.
Okay, there it is. I'm going to read the current line, which is the bottom line of the screen. This line is the status line of the LESS program, and sometimes shows you where you are in the text file that you're viewing. Okay. We're at the end of the file. Now I'll go to the top of the screen.
Right.
And if the file is less than one screenful in length, then LESS will display the contents of the file towards the bottom of the screen. So we may have some blank lines here at the top, but I'll just go down past those with the 9 key on the keypad.
Okay. DPKG has links list.
Actually, I was wrong. That black line at the top was just from the last line of the apt command that we ran.
Package, links.
There's the name of the package.
Status, installed, okay, installed.
And that tells us the current status of the package on the system. It's installed.
Priority, standard.
Debian has its packages grouped into priorities. And the priorities are required, important, standard, optional, and extra. Required packages have to be there for the system to run. Packages in the important priority are usually, if not always, installed on a complete system, but not absolutely necessary. And the rest of them are optional.
Section. Weapon.
Packages are divided into sections. That's fairly self-explanatory.
Install size 2072.
That tells us how many kilobytes the package is taking up on the hard disk.
Maintainer, christian@debian.org.
There's the name and email address of the Debian developer who created the package.
Version 2.8.31.
There's the version number. I'd like to look at this with punctuation turned on, so I'll go to the beginning of the line by holding down the 0 key and pressing the 7 key on the keypad.
B.
I'll go to the next word.
2.8.3-1.
Notice that there's a dash before the 1. Anything after the dash is the Debian release number for the package. So, for example, this is the first Debian package of Linux 2.8.3. But if the Debian developers discover a problem in this package, which is specific to Debian, then a new package with a number like 2.8.3-2 will be released in a future version of Debian. The part before the dash is the version number of the actual program. And this is called the upstream version number.
Provides www browser newsreader.
This line basically tells the package manager what kind of tasks this package can do. It helps the package manager in figuring out dependencies and which packages can be used to satisfy them. For example, if a program requires a web browser but doesn't care which web browser is used, then it might depend on the virtual package called www.browser, and the package manager would see this and might automatically install Linux or some other web browser, or perhaps suggest a package to be installed to fulfill the requirement of a web browser. This tells us what packages Linux depends on.
Recommends client support.
This tells us about any packages that are recommended to be installed if you want to use Linux, but are not absolutely required. And we see here a package called MIME support, which is useful if you want to, say, follow a link to a real audio or MP3 stream from a website in Linux and have the appropriate audio player start up automatically. Note that apt doesn't automatically install packages that are specified on this line. So you may want to look at the package information just to see if there are any other packages that you should install.
Compose.
Here we have a list of configuration files in the package.
Slash it. Description. Text mode www browser.
Here's the description of the package. The first line is a brief summary, and the rest is an extended description of the package.
Accessible. Users running. Devices, for example, PCs or Macs, with display type, containing links to, well as files reside,
And we're at the bottom of the screen, and the end of the output from DPKG. Now I'll get out of less with the Q command.
Attempt.
The next thing I want to show you how to do is to remove a package. As it turns out, we've installed the version of Linx which does not include support for SSL, or the Secure Socket Layer. SSL is necessary on some sites where you want to send, or where you need to send, private information over an encrypted connection, especially for online shopping sites. So I'm going to show you how to remove the Linx package and install the Linx-SSL package. There are two ways to remove a package in DPKG. You can either remove it and keep the system-wide configuration files, or remove both the package and system-wide configuration files. Notice that I said system-wide configuration files. These are files that apply to all users on the system. There are also configuration files which are stored in individual users' home directories, and DPKG does not clean these up when you remove a package. So you may want to clean out your home directory yourself from time to time. Removing a package along with the system-wide configuration files is called purging it. So to purge the Linx package, I type
DPKG face dash PURGP face LYNX.
And I'll press enter.
Breathing database. 70306 files and directories currently installed. Removing Linx. Purging configuration files for Linx. Matcap.
And again, I'll use apt to install the Linx SSL package, and I'll install the MIME dash support package while I'm at it.
APT-GPP-face-Q-face-IMFT-FL-face-LY-10-X-SSL-face-FIME-E-FU-P-P-R-T-Free-the-package-lists. Building dependency tree. The following extra packages will be installed. Lipsline, the following new packages will be installed. Lipsline links SSL line support 0 packages upgraded. 3 newly installed, 0 to remove and 0 not upgraded. Need to get 1,438 KB of hard drives. After unpacking 3,187 KB will be used. Do you want to continue? Why slash N?
I'll press enter to continue.
Get 1 HTTP. /nanas.fn.org/nanas/lipsline0.9.4/3.
And again, it's going to download for a little while. I'll pause the recording now and come back when it's time for the next step. The download is done. So now I will read the screen with the plus key and the keypad to see where we are.
FN configuration, Linx configuration. Please enter the default URL to use if none is given when invoking Linx. You must enter either a full URL including the HTTP, /, etc., or an absolute pad name. What is Linx homepage? HTTP, /, www/.
Again, we need to set the homepage for this version of Linx. So I'll do that as I did before. First I'll remove the slash.
Slash.
And then I'll type the rest of the homepage address.
.gopple.com/. Selecting free BSD to sell exit package line support. Free to take on it.
I'm not going to listen through all of the messages from DPKG this time. Instead, I'll wait for the hard drive to stop and then read the current line to see where we are. Sounds like the hard drive has stopped, so now I'll read the current line.
Okay.
And we're back to the prompt. there's one other command that's useful. After you've downloaded and installed packages, you may want to clean out the directory where apt stores the files that it has downloaded from the net. To do this, you type
apt-get-apt.
That's all I have for this week. If you have any questions, suggestions, or other comments about this week's Look at Linux, feel free to email me at matt@acbradio.org.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Well, it's time for us to log off for another week, but join us next week for another edition of Main Menu. On behalf of all of us here, have a good week.